Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales. Issue 66, The Summoner's Game. The Summoner is a warrior. Warriors shine. They shine with a power from the ancestors. The Summoner finds himself shining a bright gold while orbiting the known Reban Sun. The Summoner is in the Green Realm. He is from Earth, the Blue Realm. Shatter, Cowboy Jay, and a bunch of puppies have just come through a doorway from the Blue Realm onto his ship. Another ship also has come from the Blue Realm. It has a captive warrior named Michael on board. And beside the Summoner stands a child of the sun. But the Summoner is not concerned with any of them. He is concerned with the hordes of dark warriors on space horses entering the solar system. Strangely enough, he is shining to draw them to the sun, to himself.
Summoner, what are you doing?
The Summoner doesn't answer Shatter. He just continues to shine gold. The color draws spirits to himself. He is using it to draw the dark ones ever closer.
Look at that! I've never seen horses in space. If you can call those horses...
Summoner, you've got to stop shining. You are bringing those things to us.
If they come here, they do not go to Reba.
Do you hear yourself? If they come here, they will kill us and the sun. That will destroy Reba.
If we stay here, that will be true. We need to move the ship. We need to leave the solar system.
Summoner, sometimes... Who do we get to fly the ship?
I don't know how to fly a ship, but I will see if the computer does.
Cowboy Jay goes over to the console and starts working on it.
Looks like we're in luck. The computer is still active and has been making repairs. I've asked the computer to plot a course out of here.
How is it that a human knows of such things?
No time to farm that land. We've got a genuine life-ending emergency to fight.
The engines fire up. The ship starts to move. Then it is stopped by some force holding it. A tractor beam. The sudden starting and stopping causes all of the puppies to start barking at once.
Let me get these noisy puppies out of here.
She leads them into a small room and closes the door.
Where's that tractor beam coming from?
It is coming from the sun. They won't let the ship go because I'm on board. I should leave. But I won't. I can draw these things, too. I can help make sure they leave my home.
No, I've got them.
I'm staying.
Shatter returns.
Shatter, get him off the ship.
How?
The summoner feels dizzy and cannot hear Shatter very well. But he hears another voice. It is Amy.
I'm sorry.
You're back. I was worried.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong?
Who is he talking to?
I think he's hallucinating. He sometimes sees his sister.
He sees his sister?
She's dead.
Shocked, Cowboy Jay turns to Shatter to see if she is serious.
Yuta, it is too strong. It is coming.
What is coming?
Yuta! Yuta!
Her voice trails off weakly.
Amy? Amy, come back! What is coming?
That which you called.
Everything goes silent. He cannot hear anything. Then he feels darkness, even though everything is bright. Everything is becoming darker, even though the summoner is sure that he is still shining. A feeling of dread seems to be creeping in on him. Then he hears the voice.
Summoner! Do you hear me?
Are you a dark one?
I think you know the answer to that.
You will not take me.
I cannot reach you. But I can reach out to you.
Why have you come to me?
I was called by you.
No one can see what is happening with the summoner. They can only hear him speak and see him shining.
That summoner guy seems to be having some kind of fit. Maybe we should stop him from shining.
That could be dangerous for him. His shine doesn't work quite like the rest of us, warriors.
Cowboy Jay looks up from a computer console and says,
"We've got another problem."
What?
Another beam of light enters the ship. It is a transporter beam. The summoner begins to disappear.
That!
Summoner!
It was from the lady's ship.
She is really getting on my nerves. We've got to get over there, or get them back over here. She came to fulfill a bounty. She wanted to capture the summoner and Michael. Now she has both. My people put out the bounty and they want me back. Maybe a trade can be worked out.
It has been decided. It has been decided. If you wish to leave, then we will not interfere. We do not interfere.
You don't care?
We do not interfere.
You obviously do interfere. You offered a bounty for the capture of Michael and the summoner.
We did not bring them here.
You had them brought here.
You know the Melganate must be heard.
Who is the Melganate?
It is the essence of all suns. It is the center of the sun. But it is that which is linked to all suns.
What? It is kind of our leader, but it is not an individual. It is from it we get life. Okay. Is it what wanted Michael in the summer? Well, it doesn't really want. But you can say yes. It is the others who really wanted them. They wanted to defeat the Dark Ones. Well, these guys sound confused. Let's talk to the leader. I want to speak to the Melganate.
The voices come back angry. Never! Never!
You are not worthy!
You are not worthy! You are not worthy!
A very kind and gentle voice comes through. It is the Melganate. Ah, since you have asked, come. A glowing tunnel of light appears. Shatter looks a bit apprehensively back at Cowboy Jay, but then she enters it and walks down it.
Wait, I should come too.
No, there's an army of dark ones headed this way. You have to take care of this ship, and the puppies, and whoever else is on it. I will be back, with the summoner.
Meanwhile, on the lady's ship, the summoner is alone in a large room. He is still shining. The lady enters the room.
I told you that I always get what I'm after.
The summoner cannot really hear her.
You must have thought that was pretty funny, how you left me on that ship with no weapons.
The summoner is silent as he shines.
Why don't you answer? What is going on? Answer me!
Again, silence.
Well, it does not matter. If you do not tell me, I can match your shine and find out for myself what kind of game you are playing.
She looks at the summoner intently, and then she begins to shine. Her light tunes itself to the frequency that is coming from the summoner. There is a link of sorts where she understands the meaning and the purpose of the shine. But it is more than that. She can feel how they are using their powers. She can kind of understand what they are going to do or trying to do. It is a psychic rapport. That is why she is an effective fighter against the warriors, with powers she has never wielded. When she bonds with the summoner, she finds something she never expected. She can see that he is summoning the dark ones. That is odd. But what is really odd is that there is a dark one that is far away, but his presence is here. It is very powerful, and she can hear its voice in her head. This has never happened before. She finds herself sucked into the summoner's shine, focused on the voice that actually frightens her.
You leave it to me. What type of game the summoner is playing? And now you have invited yourself. Well, come, Miranda. You shall see.
The lady is so fearful that she can only meekly say,
"How did you know my name?"
The voice only answers with a laugh. Next time, contact.